This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today we are happy to have Aaron Abram, Resident Assistant and Social Media Coordinator, Connor Hill, Community Director of Residence Quad, Katie Chastain, Resident Director of the Residence Quad, and Jacqueline Hetherington, Assistant Director of Residence Life here at Florida Tech. And every year they do this super cool Halloween trick-or-treat event for the community, and they're going to do it again. So I guess we'll start out talking a little bit about the details.
So Treat or Treat is on October 19th from 2 to 6 p.m. on Florida Tech's campus, specifically in the Residence Quad. It's a free event for the community to come out to. We have 5 theatrical haunted houses, and we have booths with candy and a bunch of other activities for everybody to be involved in. So it's a great day.
Wow. And it's all a student-run event.
Yes, it is.
And free and open to the public?
Yes, it is.
Connor, your job is to do what?
I oversee the resident assistants and the small management of our houses. The resident assistants, which are staff of 55 RAs, have been working for a month and a half on our scripts and haunted houses. They've been working really hard, and we're really excited for them to get their final product out.
A big part of this is getting the word out and marketing the event to let people know. And so you've been involved in that too, right?
Yes. I've worked on our website, which is events.fit.edu/treat-or-treat. It's brand new. It's on the FIT website now, which is really awesome and cool that we have that opportunity now.
And then, Aaron, the big part of any event is social media. Tell us what it's taken to get the word out.
So we have a Facebook page and an Instagram page in addition to our website now. And so we've been doing a lot of interactions on Facebook, creating an event. And you can find us at Treat or Treat at Florida Tech. So we have an event page. All of our information is posted there for the event. And we actually have a giving website link to that as well.
Sounds like a really fun time. I know there are tons of Halloween events, but this sounds like probably the primo one in the area. There's a lot of time and energy, a lot of hard work that goes beyond making this happen. Tell us again the details so people can mark their calendars.
It's October 19th. It's a Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m.
Very, very cool. And it's just a plethora of all kinds of Halloween events. Do you recommend that kids wear their costumes or no?
Yes, we actually have a costume contest that they can get involved in, separated by ages as well.
So tell us a little bit about additional things that happen at the event.
So we have our clubs and organizations come out, and they have booths, and they have little activities. Our student life department also brings inflatables out, and we're having a toddler area this year, and it's all things that everybody can be involved in. So the event is powered by student life and hosted by Residence Life.
And as with any event, supporting this is very important, and so you are looking for sponsors or individual donations?
Yes, we are. Our giving website is through the Florida Tech website. We are looking for donations specifically for pumpkins and t-shirts and stuff so that we can put this event on for the community.
And let's give them all the different ways that they can find out more or contact you.
Our Facebook page is Treat or Treat at Florida Tech, and our event page is Treat or Treat at Florida Tech 2019. If you message us on there, we'll respond with all the information that we have.